The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Some people are born into it, and those who are not will still likely enter it at one time or another. We're talking about the disability community. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and my guests today are Catherine Steger-Wilson, the director of the Disability Resource Center at Missouri State University, and Dr. Jermaine Abadogan, professor of history. Steger-Wilson shares the value of the disability community as a whole.
I think that a lot of times people just assume that, oh, well, there's not very many folks that have disabilities, but actually, because of our medical advancements, people are living longer, we have the baby boomers aging, we have wounded warriors returning home. We don't realize how many people there actually are with disabilities. You know, globally, the disability community represents $3 trillion of disposable income. And so, you know, especially when I work with business issues and disability, you know, I like to bring up the point, you should look at how inclusive your business practices are to the disability community. Mm-hmm.
Steger-Wilson was part of a U.S. Department of Education grant called Project SHIFT, Shaping Inclusion Through Foundational Transformation. One outcome of this grant project was the Disability Studies minor at Missouri State University. She explains that these courses could benefit students in any field.
Approximately 20% of our population here in the United States is a person with a disability, and so whether you're going into medicine or education, business, you need to be aware of disability history and culture and how to appropriately respond.
For community members and students alike, these courses get to the heart of inclusiveness and being mindful of everyone you encounter. Abadogan explains.
Disability is something that cuts across all groups, and you never know when you're going to be part of that culture, yourself or a family member or a friend. So it's really something that you have to be aware of, and the better that you understand the cultural norms and the legal and social frameworks, the better off you'll be and people that you know will be.
For students who are included in the disabled community, they have long been segregated into special education courses. There has been a concerted effort in the last several years to integrate these students into the mainstream courses and make adaptations as needed. From there came the idea of universal design, or proactively planning for resources to be available without the need for adaptation. Abadogan and Steger-Wilson explain.
In education in general, it's really important to understand how the disability community is part and parcel of the whole education system, and that that integration isn't just something that happens through quote-unquote special education, but also through lived experience in the classroom. And so it's really important for teachers and students to understand that and know what mainstream really means in the universal sense. And so universal design is one of our emphasis areas when we talk about education and disability studies.
So when we design a course, a program, a policy, we think about how might someone with a disability be able to interact and be included. So many times I think we think about disability reactively, and we do what we do, and then, oh, we have someone that can't fit into this process we've developed. Now what do we do? And then we have all of these barriers where people have to request accommodations, and then we have to figure out if they're appropriate and how would we provide the accommodation, where if we used principles of universal design, naturally everyone could be a part.
Abadogan likes to ask herself one question to keep inclusiveness always at the top of mind.
The more that you think about universal design, it's not just some academic concept that, you know, is on a piece of paper or a theory that somebody wrote up. Every time that I walk through some place now, or every time I'm sitting there looking at material, I start to think, is this accessible? And I mean, that question all by itself really helps you understand how you connect with other people on a variety of levels. So whether it's language, whether it's skills, whether it's physical adaptations, it just crosses so many different avenues in terms of what people do and how people see things.
For more information on the Disability Studies minor at Missouri State, visit www.missouristate.edu/areastudies/disabilitystudies. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.